This is Sergeant Dana Costin with Cape Coral Police Department's Public Affairs Office, and I'm talking this morning with Sergeant Joe Zielinski from the Cape Coral Police Department's Patrol Bureau. Sergeant Zielinski, from what I understand, we got some guys today that are just donating some time to a to an organization here in the community. What are you guys up to today?
Well, today, Sergeant Costin, we are at the Cape Coral Historical Museum. It's located right on Cultural Park Boulevard and has a long and storied history here in the city, trying to capture the history. And it came to my attention that they needed assistance with a construction project to assist them with maintaining the grounds. And as you know, being a city institution, they don't have a great deal of funding and they don't have a great deal of money to be able to pay for construction to be done. So when it was brought to my attention, I talked to a few of my officers who were assigned to the 1st Platoon in the patrol division and made mention of the project. And I had several officers quickly volunteer to assist me with conducting the construction project. And as you can hear in the background, there's saws and nailing going on. We are in the process of reconstructing their exterior shed, which has probably been here for about 30 years and is in desperate need of reconstruction.
So this is just something that you guys recognized was a need, and you and the guys from your platoon got together and decided to go and do this. This isn't a department event. This isn't a union event. This is just you and a bunch of guys wanting to do something in the community, right?
That's pretty much the case. When it came to my attention, I knew that my officers are civic-minded, and they enjoy giving back to the community. And when they found out that this project existed, there was no shortage of volunteers who quickly stepped forward and said they would be happy to dedicate their time and the use of their tools and their know-how to get this project accomplished on a day off. None of us are working today. We're all here of our own volition, on our own time, and we're actually having a great time doing it.
Fantastic. Well, you guys started at about, what, 10 this morning? How long are you all planning on going till?
Well, we started out about 10 o'clock. The material showed up, and we got that squared away. We had some volunteers who had arrived who were assisting us from Habitat for Humanity who actually did the clear out for us. And once we got on scene here at 10 o'clock, we quickly got it to work, and there's a significant amount of construction that has already occurred. And we'll be here till about 2 or 3 o'clock to get the finishing touches put on, and we're reconstructing not only the interior, but the exterior doors, which have seen their day thanks to the Florida summers. So we will have that all reconstructed as well.